It was made in 1921 of seasoned Georgia pine, and it hung there in the doorway and withstood the test of time. With a heavy spring to slam it shut and a knob of crystal glass, patched and painted through the years, they made it built to last.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable, and we are with our good friend Sean Stone, who is our cultural editor. He is here to tell us what is happening on stages and screens in our region, and it's summertime. Officially, since we have celebrated, I know it's not the 21st of June yet, but it is the summer season after Memorial Day. A lot going on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you went to the mall last weekend, there were like four movies playing.
So
on 18 screens.
One of them, you saw a couple of them.
Yes. Well, I saw X-Men Apocalypse.
Yes.
Which was long. It's not a bad story.
The first descriptor.
2 hours and 20 minutes.
That's a long time.
A long time. But the characters you think will be interesting are interesting. Michael Fassbender as Magneto, James McAvoy as Dr. Xavier. And their scenes are great. Fassbender's given this great backstory where he gets to show off that he can speak Polish convincingly. And it's kind of, there's some really dark things in it. I think it should have been rated R. I'm not going to go into why, but it has to do with violence. let's put it this way. I'm sure most parents look at PG-13 and think they can take their 8-year-old to it. Don't take your 8-year-old to it. 13 is fine.
A very violent film.
Yeah, and there's some disturbing things that I don't think children would enjoy.
Okay. I'll take your word for that.
And then there is The Nice Guys, Shane Black's buddy detective comedy starring Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe, and it's hilarious.
Oh, okay. A laugh riot?
It really is so much
That's
fun. Because Ryan Gosling not playing the sharpest tack. And Russell Crowe is like...
Plagued?
Yeah. And Russell Crowe is sort of weather-beaten and sort of thuggish, but in a humorous way. The Nice Guys. And then we have the movie I really loved. It's called A Bigger Splash. It stars Tilda Swinton as a rock star who has lost her voice, and she's just had throat surgery, so she doesn't speak much during the movie. She whispers a little, but she doesn't have many lines, and she and her boyfriend, played by Matthias Schoenhartz, are on this beautiful Italian island. And who shows up but her ex-lover, Ray Fiennes, and his daughter, Dakota Johnson. And he just blows everything up. He's Mr. Fun, but he's also an emotional monster.
Oh, that sounds great.
It actually is great. It's the same director who made Luca Guadagnino, who made I Am Love, the Tilda Swinton movie from like five years ago, which was great. This is even better.
It's A Bigger Splash in all of those films still playing at your area screens. So upcoming, what do we got going on tonight?
Tonight at Proctor's, It Came from Schenectady presents a documentary called Theory of Obscurity, a film about the Residents, who are probably one of the weirdest bands in the history of rock and roll. They would wear costumes and TV sets on their heads, and you don't know who they are. They don't like to reveal their real names, and they've been doing this avant-garde rock now for like 40 years. They're from the Bay Area, of course.
Yeah, okay. That sounds interesting.
It's interesting. And then tomorrow... the weather's going to cooperate for First Friday Albany. It's Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. And it's, Center Square, downtown, the Albany Institute. There's a new show at the Albany Barn in Arbor Hill. That's from 5 to 9 p.m. And one of the shows that's opening is Too Many Words. That's at the Albany Public Library's lovely Pine Hills branch. That's a group show that opens Friday with a 6 p.m. reception. So it's not... it's not really the same time as First Friday. That's why I sort of mentioned it separately.
Yeah.
And then Saturday in West Fulton in Schoharie County, there's this really interesting thing called the Tiny Arts Festival. You look it up. It's panthercreekarts.com. But it's all day Saturday. They're going to have music and storytellers and children's activities. But it's all kind of – it's sort of above – you know what I mean? It's
above the fray.
Above the fray. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Yes.
And Schoharie County. It's always a nice reason for a drive in the country. And then Saturday night, jazz at the Van Dyke Lounge with the Ralph LaLama Lee Russo Quartet. Also Saturday night, Susan Trump at Cafe Lena, who we heard earlier, in Saratoga Springs. She is a master of the guitar, banjo, fretless banjo, and mountain dulcimer.
Great.
Down at Helsinki Hudson, also Saturday night, the soulful Ruby Amanfu. She's pretty great. Singer-songwriter, but she also does a lot of covers. Saturday and Sunday, it's time for the Armenian Festival at the St. Peter Armenian Church in Water Vliet. It's actually Troy Schenectady Road. It's like halfway between.
Yes. You know. Water Vliet-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. And Latham, you know. Sunday at the Palace Theater, comedian Bill Burr is on his Plowing Ahead tour.
I got nothing. Okay.
And then Wednesday, this actually started last week, but I wasn't here, so I couldn't talk about it. At the Egg in Albany, they're starting their noon free concert series called Made in the Shade of the Egg, which means they set the band up under the egg.
Oh, that's cool.
In the shady part, and you can get your lunch from one of the food vendors and go over there and hear this lovely music.
I like that.
And this week it's International Orange. They're a jazz fusion group.
That's a good idea. Now, tell me about some movies. I have time. What movie should I see this weekend?
Out of this new batch, I would say The Lobster.
Okay, what's The Lobster about?
It is a bizarre, absurdist comedy about a world in which if you're not paired off with someone, you have a month to choose a new partner or you are turned into an animal.
And who?
and it's Colin Farrell who suggests that if he can't find someone, he wants to be turned into a lobster.
All right. Well, you had me.
He has a rationale for it. It's actually funny. I can't quite explain it, but it's apparently lobsters are quite convivial creatures.
Yes. Well, sure.
Rachel Weisz is in it. She's lovely. John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a
wonderful. He's always great.
It's a wonderful cast. Colin Farrell plays a man whose brother has already made the transition. He's a dog, so it's like he's following Colin Farrell around, you know, barking, and you know, he throws him the ball, and it looks very funny.
And what else do we have?
Me Before You, which is sort of an indie drama romance about a woman who falls in love with a handicapped man.
All right.
It's a period picture, so there's. You know, the more social issues than you would have today. Out of the Shadows, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah, the TMNT is back.
I swear, do you know why this exists? Because Paramount doesn't have any franchises. They have Transformers and they have this. You know, all the Marvel stuff was lost when the Marvel was bought by Disney. So they got to do something while they try to, you know, G.I. Joe failed. So until they can come up with something else, they're stuck. It's like, all right, it's Michael Bay. You can go produce this movie.
So that's the big loud film of the week.
Oh, it's very loud, judging from the trailer. And Dark Horse, which is a film based on a true story about a Welsh village, you know, the mines closed, and they decide they're going to try and raise a thoroughbred.
Oh.
So it's a sort of heart, and he turns out to be a winner.
If Billy Elliot was a horse.
Exactly. You know, or Kinky Boots. It's in that vein, you know, merry old England has gone into the dumps.
Yeah, and we have to help.
We have to do something. So if you can't make boots and you can't dance.
Raise a horse.
Exactly.
Sean Stone, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Sean is our arts editor and curator of our list here of great things to do and to see. WAMC.org/roundtable, and you can see all the topics that Sean talked about. Well, hopefully we'll see you next week, but if not because of the fun drive, we'll see you the week after.
That's terrific.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, Presto Changeo. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.